shoe. What's up, everybody? It's another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Jeremy.
What's up, everybody? This is John.
Oh, shoot, Salty Show. What's cracking over in the Pittsburgh, PA, man? I mean, a lot of people are leaking stuff these days, so hopefully you ain't got no spoiler alerts.
Oh, man, dude. So guess what, guys? I was out in Philadelphia, and I saw bums pissing in the street, jacking off in public, walking zombies roaming the streets. Liberals have ruined the inner cities. All right, so on this episode, the stock market just gained all the 2020 losses that they had, and the left is not too happy about that. By the way, has anybody seen Joe? Kamala had to respond to Trump's nomination speech instead of Biden. They're hiding him, making him ride his bicycle with a helmet just to show he's not dead. I don't think they plan to win. They're planning to create chaos. And another black criminal is killed and more riots from the left. Oh, you're going to love their latest martyr. All right. Also, big news for Trump this week. He's now leading in key battle states, and it's shaping up to be an early election night for November. I'm predicting a landslide coming. All right, so we're going to talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
The Salty Show.com.
Well, how is everybody? Dude, guys, we're going to have a full
So you really
episode.
Saw somebody?
Yeah.
Do you really saw somebody stroking it in Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Well, he was just walking by a mirror.
Did you assist him?
No. Here's what we saw.
Did you assist
He's in
them?
The middle of the crosswalk, and he's staring down cars. This is, by the way, at 2 in the morning. He's staring down cars. We are behind him. But he's grabbing onto his stadium, and he's doing way more than, I mean, he was going at it. Some said he was peeing, but I don't know, man. I think he was going to town right in the middle of the street, bro. Oh, my God. And so my buddy called it Philadelphia.
Sad. Common theme, and it's all Trump's fault. All listeners around the country is all Donald Trump's fault in Democrat ran cities. It's just amazing how, you know, you defund the police and all of a sudden crime goes up and it's Trump's fault. He didn't want to. It's just it's 1 + 1 = 2, but not to Democrats, man. Not to Democrats. Not
exactly.
Let me rephrase that. Not to progressives, because we're not going to do any news. So we're just going to start it off because we ain't doing no news today. Heidi ain't here. We got enough shit to talk about. I got this whole defund the police thing, crime going up, and then Mayor Cuck Ted Wheeler today on Sunday goes out in his press conference and blames all the rioting on Donald Trump.
All right.
He blames Donald Trump for everything.
No, hold on. Cause you want to get right into it, but we need to lay the groundwork of what's been going on. There's a lot going on. So we're going to get there, Tim. And I hate to take your thunder, but when we start talking about Ted Wheeler, I'm going to give it to you. But I want to lay the groundwork of what's been happening. And so obviously there's more riots. You know, if you're living under a rock, you don't know what's going on. But so let's hit it on. So what we're going to talk about, there were two shootings and actually maybe three because one just happened recently, but that happened throughout this week. And we're going to talk about how the media has reported it on each one of them differently. And guys, this is the media want citizens disarmed and thugs to run rampant. This is very clear. So the first one we're going to talk about, and again, this is going to lay the groundwork for Ted Wheeler and all these Democrats who are willfully blind to what's going on. But the first one is we're going to talk about is Jacob Blake. Okay. Now, you know, again, if you've been living under a rock, I know most of us have been following this. But for the sake of Jeremy, for the listener who hasn't been, does not have ears on the ground of what's going on, we're going to start off with this first video that shows the shooting of Jacob Blake, which has caused the riots, new riots out in Wisconsin. What was the name of the town in Wisconsin? I always forget the name.
Kenosha.
Okay. So let me show you guys.
Come on, man.
All right. Let me show you this video, by the way, YouTube censoring it. All right, so and for the listener, I'm just going to describe it. Jeremy, can you guys see my screen?
Yep.
Yeah. Right. So here is the video. Obviously, police show up to arrest a man who has violated a restraining order, and he's ignoring police officers. He heads to his car, and he gets shot. So this is the video. All right, and he's dead. Oh, actually, no, he's not dead. He's paralyzed.
He's alive.
Yeah, he's not dead. Paralyzed. He's paralyzed. But obviously, you know, this is recorded, and this is the new reason for riots. Okay? Now, Democrats right now are up in arms. Every single one of them has come out and condemned this, even Biden. Okay? And again, without knowing what the backstory is, you know, it's easy to say, well, what, why would the police just shoot him like that? Okay. But here is the backstory. And what we don't, their latest martyr is that this guy is, I think he had a restraining order, right, Tim? Is that what it was?
This guy had a warrant out for his arrest for sexual assault. Mm-hmm. And apparently the cops were responding to a 911 call from the girl. And she had, I believe, a restraining order after him. He actually, you know, he went into the house and he basically violated her. He literally put his fingers in her vagina.
That happened in the morning.
And said, I can tell you with other guys. Then the cops show up. There's a whole lot to this.
Exactly.
There's a lot, but. I have a problem with it. What I
read happened was what Tim said, but that happened in the morning, and then he left, and then he left and came back, and the girl, his girl, the girl that he violated, they have three kids together, but I guess that she's reported violence from him multiple times before, so he just walks in. He just walks in her house in the morning. Puts his fingers inside her, violates her, you know, and then he says what Tim says, and then comes back later, and that's when the police are called because he got there and there were people fighting or whatever.
And apparently this dude, you know, the cops tried to, you know, they wrestled, then they tasered him, then they tasered him twice. It didn't work, and he still walked to his car. Apparently he did admit that he had a knife in his hand or a knife in the car and he was going to get it. But the problem is, I'm not a cop. This is why most people don't want to become cops.
Mm-hmm.
They made a decision when he went into his car for not listening to pop 7 shots into his back. Not one, not two. Yes.
Well, here's the thing. You don't know what he's going to get in his car. And
he
that's
got everything
thing.
He deserved. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He was a total piece of shit.
I mean, there's seven in the back.
Here's the deal, Tim.
It was excessive.
He should have listened to the cops.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not debating that. He got everything he deserved.
He did.
I got a problem with 7 shots.
Everything he deserved. I don't think that's true because, I mean, you saw all the cops that were there. I think they could have taken him down. Yeah. They didn't. I mean, why are they following
him
with guns? They should have tackled him.
They tasered him twice.
They did. They tasered him twice, but then they just followed him around with their guns out. He didn't even have a weapon at the time. They should have tackled him.
They're not a playground, you know, recess monitor.
Exactly.
They're cops. You do what the fucking cops tell you to do.
Exactly.
All right? This is ridiculous. We keep blaming the cops for a society where these assholes just think they can do whatever the fuck they want. Guess what? You can't.
You can't.
We need to start, instead of blaming the cops for all this, we need to start blaming the fucking assholes that are doing it.
Right.
I'm with you. I blame him. I mean, I blame him. It's his fault that he got shot. It's totally his fault that he got shot. He should have listened to the cops. He should not have opened the door. Who does that? I mean, when I've gotten pulled
assholes.
Over, but I gotten pulled over plenty of times, and I keep without the cops' instruction, I keep my hands on the wheel until they tell me otherwise. I want them to see that I'm not trying to do anything. This guy opens his door. He got what he asked for, but he shouldn't. I mean, that cop was pretty excessive. My stance on this whole defund the cops movement is bullshit. Like, they don't need to be defunded. No. We need to teach every single cop jujitsu. We need to put more funds into the police force so that they can learn these things, so that they can take these guys out of these cars. Yeah, definitely.
You need to teach people.
It's not that.
When the cops show up and say, hey,
You listen to the cops.
What's going on here? You need to cooperate with them, not ignore them.
Yeah.
Call them names and walk away from them.
I agree.
You do what they say. And if there's a problem and they're harassing you, you get their badge number and you file a complaint and you take it to court or sue the police department or whatever. Mm. You don't just pretend like nothing's happening because then you get shot 7 times for being an asshole. I'm tired of this bullshit of blaming the cops for this.
Right. Right.
There's a reason why people are doing this. They're not being raised by fathers who are teaching them authority, who are teaching them who to respect. And when the cops confront these guys, it's the first time that these guys have a male figure telling them what to do. Not the first time, but it's multiple times. And these guys haven't grown up with that. So you're right, Jeremy. The problem isn't the cops. The problem is the way we're raising our society. For sure. Like,
Here's what I'm going to say is that this was not his first offense. It's not his second offense. He had run-ins with cops over and over again. So fuck that guy. He gets no sympathy from me. None. He chose his
path. None for me either.
He chose his path and should be counting his blessings that he's still alive. But you can't mention, you can't mention these assholes' histories to the left, because as soon as everybody started bringing up his rap sheet, everybody's like, well, you're blaming the victim and you can't do that. Oh, really? The same people that want to get rid of 100-year-old statues because oppression and a racist history now want us to be blind to this criminal's past. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. No more tiptoeing around the blatantly obvious. Let me get my point across, Tim, because this needs to be said. What we can no longer be honest, like how Jeremy's saying, we can't be honest anymore. This from the people, because there were people who yelled and screamed, right? Believe all women, and you know they villainized Judge Kavanaugh. Remember that the same people who, when they played that Access Hollywood tape of Bob Trump saying, grab them by the pussy. This motherfucker did grab that woman by the pussy and said, you smell. They're blind. They can't see that about this guy. No, they're defending him. They lost their minds when Trump said that. You remember that, guys. But now they want to ignore the fact that this piece of shit did that. This is the man the left is defending today. The NBA, the NFL, celebrities. Biden and Harris, their outrage is fake. People are done with all these lies. And your lies will be torched in that landslide that Trump is bringing with him. Victory. This is how this ends. And I am done. I am done making excuses. Well, the cops need better training. No, fuck you. This guy should not have done what he did. And I'm just done. Sorry, I needed to say that. I'll get off my soapbox.
No. You got to get your point out. But where I have a problem with, not the cops or the crim, but with the media. Because the media, then, they get a hold of this and they go on and on and on.
Exactly.
But what they failed to do was 2 weeks ago, when an innocent, you want to talk true innocence, a 5-year-old kid got shot in the head, right? By his neighbor.
Silent.
For riding his bike on his property, apparently.
Yeah.
The media never, ever said one thing because it went against the narrative, because it was a, it's a black guy that shot a 5-year-old kid straight, like right in the head. We talked about it, but the media stays silent on that. One of the most recent, white guys getting shot by a cop happened here in Phoenix that was kind of, newsworthy. But again, it didn't hit the mainstream media because it didn't fit a narrative. You know, the two cops went to a guy's apartment in Phoenix for a noise complaint. Something happened and the guy was complying and the cop shot him. But you don't hear nothing about that. The media doesn't turn around and say, well, this is why we need police reform as well.
Right.
Right. They only say we need police reform for when it fits their narrative. Right.
Well, no. They don't want police reform. They want their narrative is defund the police. And that's why they didn't talk about it, because if they talked about a white man getting shot too, then it would no longer be systematic racism. It would be, okay, we need to reform the police. That's why they didn't talk about it.
But my problem is the media does not give equal attention,
right?
Of course,
to a cop shooting a cop shooting a person in the middle of an arrest or a talk to. it needs to be covered equally, right? It shouldn't be based on, because now you're throwing in, you're right. making it like it only happens one-sided, but it happens, right. it happens all over the place. But we only cover it on one side, and then that just throws kerosene onto the fire. You know what I mean? Because now it's like you're hyping, you're playing the same video over, and you're doing exactly what all these fucking conspiracy theory movies and things talk about. You know what I mean? Like, you are riling, like, you're manipulating your audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens after they hear it, they get angry. What mm-hmm. happens after they get angry?
They burn shit down.
The city burnt.
Yeah. Now
they burnt down an entire city.
So I did want to mention
the rioters, not the protesters, the rioters.
There were two different responses from his mom and his dad. His mother comes out and you know, she basically is calling for calm and don't do violence in his son's name and all that. Meanwhile, his father comes out and he's being interviewed, and this guy's full on, you know, he's out there with Al Sharpton making speeches and asking, you know, for basically war. Now, and the speech that he gave, I don't know if I'm going to play it, but it's just more of this nonsense about how, you know, blacks are being killed. And say, no, you're not. See, and this is a problem that I now have by admitting that police need training, because the number of interactions that citizens have, the population of the United States versus how the percentage, it's so really minuscule that it doesn't add up. Do you see what I'm saying? Like that we're saying, oh, we need an overhaul of the police department. No, we don't. Because we only give credence to this type of behavior. And then they act this way because they're like, oh, well, the police needs training. No, you need a character adjustment. And so let me play. I'm just going to play this video of this guy. He goes on CNN. CNN gives him this guy the time of day. And I'm going to play you. He's asked that supposedly, you know, about the allegations that Jacob did not comply, you know, with police officers. He's asking, you know, what's his name? Don Lemon is asking the father this. And, you know, what do you think about this? And is it true that he had a knife, you know? And let me play you his response.
They've late today said that Jacob was armed with a knife, didn't comply, that he had fought with police and put an officer in a headlock. I know you aren't able to say much about this, but were you aware of this? Is that accurate?
Some people say Brussels sprouts taste good.
What?
I don't get the reference.
Exactly.
I hate Brussels sprouts.
So this guy says his response to all this, these questions, is Brussels sprouts. You see what I'm saying? This is the insanity that we're entertaining. These are people. He was making a speech alongside Al Sharpton, and this is how he responds to a serious question. These people aren't serious. They think we're stupid, and I'm not playing this game anymore. And so again, when I first started this off, I'm gonna tell you about several different shootings that happened. This is the next one, and how the media covered this one very differently, and how they continue to cover it very differently. A young kid, Kyle Rittenhouse, who is, you know, is among these protests, and I'm assuming he's a conservative because, you know, he was, you know, carrying what was it, the AR, and he gets assaulted, and he gets, you know, he would have died. And I'm going to show you that video so that you can see what happened. And to me, this is proof and for citizens that you need to carry to protect yourself, especially if you're in these type of neighborhoods and this, because this could happen to you. So here's the video. So
hold on, pause that. Pause this video.
Because we got to say what happened before it led to here. But hold on. Yeah. So before it got to here,
do you have the other video or no?
Yeah, I don't think I have to look for it, but you can explain what happened.
I mean, so there's a couple of videos before this incident even happened. And so Kyle Rittenhouse, he's from Illinois. He lives 15 minutes away from Kenosha. Him and a group of militia decided to go to Kenosha and defend a couple of businesses that were being burned down the night before. So they went over the day after these businesses were burnt down. They went over to protect these businesses from being burned down again. and again and again and again. Which, I mean, that's our civic duty. You know, you protect your neighbor, you defend your neighbor. Definitely within the rights of your Second Amendment, you know, to form militia, to express your right to bear arms. Definitely in the rights of the Second Amendment. And they go over here, and then a group of a mob just approaches them, and they're cursing them out. They have a white dude in there that's saying the N-word in one of these videos. He's saying, shoot me, N-word, shoot me. You know, I'm not going to say the N-word on here, but, you know, he's in these guys' face. These guys have ARs, every single one of them, and these people are in his face. Kyle Rittenhouse is a stand-up dude. I mean, he went in there, they interviewed him, and he's EMT trained.
He
wants to be a police officer.
Yep.
He wants to be a police officer. And they interview him, and they ask him, what are you doing here? And Kyle Rittenhouse literally says, I'm here to help. I got my AR for self-defense if anything happens. And I also have my med pack in case anybody needs help. And then there's a video of him running to some protester, to the mob, because somebody was saying that they were injured and he wanted to help, right? So, and then later on in the night, the same guy that was using the N-word is the same guy that was shot in the head before this video, right before this video was taken.
Right. Before this video happened, he singled out, right? And they singled him out and they target him, and they're going to get him. Now, it's like Jonathan said, it was the guy who was screaming out the N-word at him and whatever, who was, you know, went after him, and
he was screaming
out
the N-word.
His gun. So he went for Kyle's gun. And so Kyle shoots him in the head. Guy dies. And so then now the mob is up in anger, and they're like, get him. You know, he killed somebody. And so this is what you see now, is everybody chasing this guy as he's running towards the police. And you'll see what happens is he gets knocked down, and three people literally he's about to die.
He trips.
And one of the guy who goes up to him is carrying a gun. So knowing all that knowledge, now watch this video, Jeremy. Hey,
oh! Get him. What did he do? Get his ass!
So the guy, one guy got shot in the chest.
Yep.
The guy that hit him with the skateboard winds up, you know, they all fall to the ground. I believe there was the guy that hit him with the skateboard, got one to the chest, perished. Then the third guy comes running up. The guy had either a 9 or a Glock on him. All right. He had a gun on him, running up to him to go to shoot. So the kid recovered quickly, saw him coming, and popped off another shot, took off a chunk of his arm.
Let me give you some backstory. So the first guy that runs up on him, he tries to stomp on his face, by the way. The first guy that runs up to him tries to stomp his face. He doesn't shoot that guy. That guy runs away. The guy with the skateboard is the second guy that comes in, and he does hit him in the face with the skateboard. Not to mention that the guy with the skateboard has multiple counts of assault and battery. So this guy is a felon. And then the other guy that has the gun, he's the last one that gets shot in the arm. The skateboard guy did get shot in the chest, and he passed away.
The guy that got shot in the face was a pedophile. Yeah.
That guy was a pedophile. exactly. He was throwing stuff at him. He finally caught up to him.
I'm going to let this play out so that Jeremy can watch it. Now, what happens is, you know, he's obviously killed another person, and he shot two people. And so now, you know, he's fleeing. He's fleeing this crowd. And he's heading towards the police, and he's going to turn himself in because he gets arrested. He gets arrested, and he's right now, I think he's being charged for something.
So that's him walking away. He's not shooting the gun. Those gunshots you guys are hearing, that's somebody else with a gun in the back.
Are they shooting at him? Or
who
just
knows?
Shooting
no,
in general?
No, no, no.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. You can't see the guy that was shooting, but...
Yeah, it's pretty much done after this.
But what I wanted to show is that he's walking towards the police, and he's, you know, he's turning, he puts his hands up, and he's, you know, turning himself in, you know what I mean? So he's obviously didn't have, you know, in my opinion, he showed a lot of restraint, man. You know, I don't think I would show that much restraint. You know, I would have been fucking, you know, mowing...
I mean, they started chasing him.
Discipline. No, but what I'm trying to get at is, and the only time he shoots is when he's actually on the ground and in a point where he's, you know what I mean? Like this, that's the, because if you look at all the videos of everybody who's been in that situation, they end up dead. And so here he is, or dead or freaking seriously injured. And so to me, this was a life and death decision. And again, the media is now saying, well, he shouldn't have been there, and he's too young to be carrying a gun to begin with. So where was this? Is this Wisconsin?
In Kenosha. This is all Kenosha.
Yeah. In Wisconsin, you're not allowed to carry a gun until you're 18. Totally understandable. I get that. He broke that law. If you follow the Second Amendment rights, he didn't break any laws, because the Second Amendment right doesn't limit you to anything. We've put laws in place, a lot of them we shouldn't have put in place, because it's the Second Amendment rights is the only amendment that says do not infringe on any of these rights. And it literally says you have the right to bear arms, and you have the right to form a militia to protect yourself and your property. So, and we've limited those rights. But anyway, that's besides the point. You can see this guy has so much respect and so much restraint, because from the beginning, he's trying to walk to the police officers. It's not like he's pointing his gun, telling people, stop following me, stop chasing me. You know, he's trying to get to the police so that he can get away from this mob. And this mob continues to chase him. He didn't even shoot the first guy until there were shots fired behind him. There was somebody shooting a handgun behind him. In the first video, you can hear multiple gunshots, and the first like four shots weren't his.
Right.
And after the gunshots is when he fires his gun. So, if they would have just let this dude get to the police, like, why do they got to bring harm to this guy? Why? Like, he has a weapon. He's not using it. He's trying to get away. He's trying to let you be. Just let him go.
So the media hasn't learned their lesson with these type of stories, because what's happening is the same thing that happened to Nick Sandman is happening to this kid. He's being villainized by every major news network, from the New York Times to CNN, MSC, all of them. And so now this kid is about the same lawyer who defended Nick Sandman has agreed to represent him pro bono. And
he's going to win this case.
He's
sure.
going to win, dude. Now, he's going to get
jail time.
Might get jail time because
but he's
of
not going to be charged with
because
murder.
Having a
in
rifle
my opinion,
at 17
the evidence does not point to murder, because again if you look at it and there's so many videos out here that show what really happened, and again he showed a lot of restraint, didn't shoot until he was on the ground, and again got a skateboard to his head, a guy coming up to him with a gun. Now here's what I'm going to say: hopefully after everything is said and done, CNN, all these, they end up paying this kid millions, because here's what's happening. This is how against it, everybody is against this kid, that even GoFundMe, the site for, you know, where people who want to support you on a cause, they keep taking down any site that is brought up to support this kid. This is social media intervening.
I didn't know that. Dude.
And so there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And again, there's the way that people are covering this is not fair to this kid. And you know, but again, this is what the mainstream media, and this is what Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and all these Democrats are calling for, is this is what they want. They want blood in the streets.
The problem is the media right away, white supremacist.
Yep.
White supremacist. Again, with the whites. So they're labeling him this neo-Nazi white supremacist. And I'm just like, Jesus
Christ. Oh, if you're a brown dude with a gun at a Trump rally, you're a white supremacist.
But it's just, but my thing is,
how it is
no,
nowadays.
My thing is that he's going to lose some of the charges. He's going to go to jail for carrying a gun when he shouldn't have, maybe crossing state lines. They're going to might extradite him to, you know, Illinois, because that's where he's from. But then a story came out saying that he was working in Kenosha that day, going to school there. So there's a lot of different stories that there's still
he's 30 minutes away from. I mean, that to me, that's
no, like, no, but I, he was I like, but apparently, like, he was right. But the problem is, you know how you were joking around? If you went to Ohio and bought beer and brought it back to Ohio, you're crossing state lines. It's a felony. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, he came over with his mom. So his mom drove him over to Kenosha. and the gun's not illegal. So that's okay. You can a parent can bring a gun over to another state. The only charge that he's going to get, that he's liable to get or should get, not that I think that he should get any charges, but the only charge that hit that he committed was having a gun at 17 in Kenosha. Right.
But
only charge.
I was listening to somebody say that if you're a minor in the presence of an adult with adult supervision, then it's not a crime.
Not in Kenosha. I looked up the laws in Wisconsin. And
there's lawyers that are going to figure this shit out. We're not lawyers. You know what I mean?
The Kenosha police chief was asked about this, about what happened. And his response was beautiful. He says, you know what? Look, people outside past the protest curfew, they're to blame for their death.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Oh, wow. Instagram takes it down.
So... Yeah. So there's a multiple things here. So everyone's quick to blame the kid, blame the... First of all, again, Wisconsin, Democrat governor.
Yep.
Didn't call in the National Guard. Didn't declined it.
No,
the
mayor
could have called... But yeah, after it happened, after the first night of rioting, where they burnt down, where they started burning shit down, the county supervisor, apparently, they wrote a letter to the mayor and the governor saying, we're requesting... The mayor only asked for 250 instead of the full 500 or 750 that they wanted, and they denied it. And that's the second night where this happened. There were buildings with people inside of it were getting burned down, guys. Like, it takes away from everything.
Yeah.
If you're protesting for reform and for changes, that's one thing. But the minute whoever comes in, because people were being bussed in, because, you know, you talked to a lot of the citizens that were being interviewed. They were like, people in Kenosha all know each other. We're not going to burn each other's buildings. And they were like, there was so many people coming in from here, instigating and burning buildings down, and causing this. So it's out of control.
And it's just not Kenosha. Right. And what I'm going to show you now is.
Yeah.
So you have now BLM. Out in Oakland chanting death to America. Okay. Yeah. And the common theme here is BLM Antifa. Listen to what they're saying. Death to America! Death to America! They're saying death to America. All right. So this is a terrorist organization. Let me show you this other video. BLM telling us what they believe.
Antifa. Yeah. That's Antifa. It's the same. And if you type antifa.com, it takes you to Joe Biden's website.
So this is what they believe, dude. This is what they're chanting. And you say Antifa, BLM, they're all one the same now. They've joined forces. And now here is, again, hear it from the horse's mouth.
So fuck Trump, fuck that law, fuck your fucking Independence Day. We need a revolution in order to overthrow this system, bring a whole new communist world into being that can actually ensure the rights of black and brown people. And whether or not you fucking agree, or if you still are caught up in this electoral politics bullshit, even if you are, even your hopes for a more progressive or liberal agenda are not gonna happen while the second president of the Confederacy is in the White House. Let's work together to tear that fucking
statue. So again, to reiterate what he says, we need a revolution to overthrow the system and to bring on a communist world. And so my message to liberals is this. Dear liberals, still thinking that this is about tolerance and unity, it's not. We need to open up our eyes. This is an organized attempt to overthrow our form of government, to destroy a way of life. These people are scum. They support a cancerous ideology that will eliminate everything that has made this country great. We must not let it take a foothold. And we are all Kyle today, guys. We need to be armed. We all need to stand our ground and fight back against the onslaught of communist bullshit. These people, they don't want to talk. They don't want to rationalize. They don't want to understand. They don't want to be heard, right? They want to destroy and conquer. Well, here's what I say. No more negotiating with terrorists. We have to fight these fascists. And I know this is sounding very militant, but it should be, because you have to punch the bully back in the mouth. You have to eradicate this venomous snake from your garden before it clamps its fangs onto your children. And so,
don't tread on me.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, and let me show you what they did after the RNC, the convention, right? And we're going to talk about the convention and what's been happening. But so Trump has had a convention last week, and then people who are heading there and people who are leaving, they're getting assaulted. They're getting confronted by these mobs. And I'm going to show you a few of these video clips of stuff that just angers me, dude. When I see this shit, here's BLM. They go after Rand Paul, and I believe it was his wife. Or is it just him?
No, it's his wife. It's his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. When have you seen this happen to Biden? When have you seen this happen to Hillary?
Never.
This type of aggression that where literally the cops are holding the people back. Because if the cops aren't there, dude, they're done. Look at this. This is fucking madness.
Rand Paul even told him, like, don't engage. Just, like, watch me. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, he assaulted a cop. He needs to go to jail.
Yeah, throw all that out the window. They're passing laws where it's misdemeanors now. It's not even a felony. No, exactly. You're allowed to do that now.
No,
they're passing laws now.
Yeah, they really are.
I mean, here's you Dan can expect Bongino. To see more violence towards cops.
I'm going
to
show, and again, Rand Paul was surrounded by a crowd, a mob, who the police literally are holding everybody back. Here's Dan Bongino. Goes through the same thing. And I'm just going to go through it. It's going to be a potpourri of bullshit that a lot of conservatives, and the news media doesn't report this. Okay? Because if Biden would have had somebody yell something at him, look at freaking the KKK is
look
alive
at the white
and well.
Supremacists.
That's what they would have said. So let me show you another one. This is more conservatives being harassed after the convention. Let me show you this other one. But there's tons of these videos, guys, out there.
Andrew well, that Mellon. One's important because they went into the...
That guy's a Democrat and he's being harassed.
Well, because he supports Trump. Yeah, so, I mean, anybody that supports Trump is getting this treatment. Doesn't matter what color or what you believe in.
Are you a black Trump supporter?
Who does that?
Idiots.
The deranged, like...
Spoiled
that's not
little
even,
brats.
Like, the,
that's
yes.
That, exactly. I text Nelson all the time. I'm like, why is it every time, like, you see them getting arrested or throwing shit or whatever, they're always, the things that nobody wants. You know what I mean? They're like the true mutants of society. They got the dyed hair. They look like 500 pounds. Like, nobody loves them. You know what I'm saying? Like truly, like, it's, you're not seeing, like, people like, you know, you're not seeing, you know, people like us that, you know,
people
like, no, like normal people that
people
go to work.
Yeah, people
like
who
they
work
get paid to
living.
Do this. Like, these are like they all have that weird look in their eyes. Like, they're just, they're lost, crazy. Like, they've been just like been rejected from society. And that's obviously that's what these groups need. You need the rejects because they don't know how to think for themselves. And it's like you ever see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original one when they had the Foot Clan?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, basically, this is the Foot Clan. We have the Foot Clan in real life. They have the rejects of the world. They put it together, gave them some training, some funding, and gave them this whole world like communism sucks and we're going to give you everything. And now they're just.
But according
that was a pretty good fart noise.
According to the left, according to Humpty Dumpty Nadler, this group of people
don't exist.
They don't exist. And but you we're watching the videos here, and here's another one. Andrew Mellon, and the same thing. You know, literally, the cops come up to me. Do you guys need help? Yeah, this.
That's Burn Jones.
Andrew Mellon.
Oh, that is Andrew Mellon.
Move back. Hey, right here, Brad, right here.
Mine, right there. Okay. Brandon Straka, the same thing. The guy who founded the Walkaway movement. He's surrounded by crowds, yelled at.
And actually got assaulted.
Gets assaulted. Now, Democrats are twisting themselves into a pretzel to explain all the riot bullshit that's been happening. I want to show you a video that I actually saw. Because, you know, this is ongoing. This is every night in every liberal city that is infested with Democrats. And there's a video of a woman who's being yelled at because she won't raise her fist in solidarity to BLM, to that cause. And may we all have this woman's courage. And when and if we ever come face to face with irrational, oh, wow, the video's gone. Blood hungry mob. But you know, you get the gist of it. She's sitting there having dinner either with friends or whatever. And a mob.
I'm pretty sure everyone's seen it.
In her face, dude, yelling, asking her, telling her, demanding that she raise her fist in solidarity, and she won't do it. Good. Don't give in to the mob. This is insanity. This is why America's tired of this bullshit. And this is, we're going to talk about this, but this is why the polls are changing. And here's
one. That is literally the definition of fascism.
Yep, exactly. And here's one that really made my blood boil, because this is an older gentleman. And the mob just attacks this guy. They attack him.
Hey, get the fuck out. We don't want to. Get the fuck out.
He's getting slapped in the head. He's getting punched. They eventually knock him to the ground. And eventually what you end up hearing is people desperately asking the violent ones in the crowds, don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. Let him go. Just let him go. To me, my message to those people who are asking for calm, it's a lost cause. You lost control of your movement. A Trump supporter got killed over the weekend in Portland. And this is just, you know, this just came out. They singled him out like they did here. And they killed him. And, you know, and I'm going to play a little bit of this, but you can hear, you know, people yelling. They target him. And he ends up shot. So this is why I say, you know, if you're gonna be in these rough neighborhood, in this rough area of town, you need to be prepared.
It's not even down. It's not even a rough area. It's downtown, where all the businesses are, bars. It's like usually a cool place to be in Portland.
Man, he gets shot and he's there on the ground, Trump supporter, and you can hear the crowd saying, "Hey, we got another one here. Get him." They singled him out, and they should have. This is a civil war, man. It's a civil war.
And you know what got me?
You know what got me with this video?
You know what got me with this?
I know. It's this video right here.
Later in the night.
Yep.
This video right here.
Yep.
This, to me, I mean, we've been talking about it for a while. I know I've been talking about it since the lockdowns happened.
Yep.
That's going to take one spark and, you know, George Floyd happened and then this happened. And but this, what happened last night is truly going to cause, you know, Kenosha, now this is going to, like, citizens are going to start arming themselves. I don't be surprised, and I hate saying this, if people that live outside of Portland that know this dude start coming in there and start taking matters into their own hands. Because last night they were rioting, being peaceful. Okay, you know, yeah, there were some fights. They were shooting paintball guns and everything. But the Antifa guys, they were getting it. You know, Antifa was getting in the road trying to block it. Blah 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 blah, doing what they do. So of course, you got one side going through, fueling the fire of anger towards them, but then they reciprocated by actually trying to stop them getting into the way, which you shouldn't be doing anyway. Stay out of the roads. You know what I mean? Protest on the streets. Right. I mean, on the sidewalks. The road is for traffic because it's not a permitted protest, but the cops will let you do it. So stay on the sidewalks and don't bother people.
Yep.
But no, you want to jump in the road and mess with cars. I'm sorry. Cars are going to drive through you. You're on the street. Sorry, it sucks, but you're not supposed to be. The street is for cars. Yep. On a normal day, if you go run into the street, you're going to get hit by a car if they don't stop. Sorry, yes. I mean it's life.
Yeah, and the driver's not going to get in trouble if you're jaywalking.
But I'm going to play this video right here. Yeah. This video that you're about to play, after the kid was shot, you got some dumb giving a speech, the rah-rah speech, and this is the shit she says.
So they celebrated the death. Now, it has become clear that the Democrats want the violent protests to continue. And here we're going to bring up Mayor Ted Wheeler. you know, because Trump had been offering his support, and Mayor Ted Wheeler comes out and says he rejected it, the offer of assistance from the federal agents. And so residents in this city, you know, it's clear now that the Democratic Party, they stand for chaos and lawlessness. And so the irony in this whole thing is that while Ted Wheeler is trying to appease to the crowd, like Tim always says, you bow down to the crowd and they own you. And here it is. The crowd shows up to Wheeler's residence.
Well, first they went into his condo. They walked right in and chained themselves up together to try to get him to resign. That didn't work out. But then this, and they...
This is they have a concert right outside his... Yeah. I mean, they're all possessed by demons, by the way. They're all freaking... I don't know what's going on.
Again, look, they all got like 15 different color hairs. They like the rejects of life. Rolling around, drugged out of their minds. They're having a good time. Don't get me wrong. They're having a good fucking time. It's a fun party to be at.
It's insanity. It's the Walking Dead. So, this girl summarizes the best who Ted Wheeler is. And Trump actually retweeted this. She said, Ted Wheeler is the useless fucking idiot and comic relief that gets everyone killed in every disaster movie. That's Ted. And Trump retweets this. So
and he's like, tone down the language. He got a lot of shit for that tweet today. He got a lot of shit.
Yeah, he's
they were not happy with that tweet, but he at least told it, or he didn't condone the language, but condone the message that he is a cuck.
Here's my thing is nobody believes the news media anymore. And you know why nobody believes the news media? Because of this right here. So CNN is reporting. Okay. And this, I'm going to pause this because CNN is out there. This is why people don't care, because they know fucking the news media is a lying sack of shit. And they're freaking the third branch of the Democratic Party. They're just another extension of them. So here is CNN reporting in Kenosha, Wisconsin about everything, the fires, because they torched that city, dude. And so CNN, in their lower third, whatever.
Crawl or whatever.
Right, whatever. Description of the video that you're watching. This is the description that it says. Fiery, but mostly peaceful protest after police shooting.
There's three cars on fire behind the guy. I can see three different cars on fire.
But mostly peaceful. Guys, CNN reporting on this is mostly truthful. They're mostly.
It's CNN, so it must be real.
But it's like MSNBC when the guy's like, oh, mostly peaceful over here, and he's behind the building that's on fire. You're like,
so
what?
Babylon like, Me makes fun. They just freaking go to town with them, and they say about the Noah flood, watery but mostly peaceful flood destroys the earth.
Dude, the shit that the memes that started coming out of this, that everyone was just like, you know, they started making things about Game of Thrones. They were like, oh, I guess. You know, the Red Wedding was a fiery but mostly peaceful wedding.
Or when, what's her name, set the whole town on fire.
Daenerys.
Peaceful, but fiery, but mostly peaceful dragon, Daenerys. That's CNN reporting today, man. This is insanity.
No, but the best was they spoofed it to where... yeah, but mostly dry cruise that one. But then the other one with the with Pearl Harbor, they were like, you know, they showed it like CNN, what CNN would look like in 1940, you know, in the 1941 or two, whenever Pearl Harbor got hit, be like, oh, but you know, bombing, but mostly peaceful, airstrike,
Japanese.
Yeah, and you just see Pearl Harbor all up in flames and shit.
So,
oh god,
people are fighting back. And so you're starting to see people starting to, you know, decide what side they're going to be on. The head of the police union in New York earlier this week, they gave de Blasio until sundown to resign. They gave him an ultimatum. Now, I'm wondering if they are going to strike this week or something. I don't know what the ultimatum was about, but they gave him an ultimatum. I think they're going to strike. Now, this will be very bad for New York City if the cops strike. Dark days ahead, man, because if the New York Department pulls a strike, this is the fucking insanity.
Yeah, they're already skim as it is. I mean, you were talking about that dude in Philadelphia that was naked and, you know, stroking it. In New York, same thing's going on, man. Bums are homeless people are naked in the streets, man. It's wild.
A guy tried raping a girl on the subway platform today. Video. They arrested him. But the dude was literally
humping.
Had the girl face down in the subway platform, humping her, and then gets up. His dick, I don't think his dick was out yet, but like people were like, get away. But instead of actually helping the girl, they were filming it, screaming at the guy. And then he finally looked up and ran away. But I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not safe going to the subway. You're not safe now going to your apartment, because I'm literally all week I'm seeing people posting videos from the elevator video cameras. Literally walking in, two guys following him in. One holds the door open. The other one's got the gun and just starts going right through all this stuff. She's got kids with them. They don't care. They knocked an old lady down, stole a purse. I'm telling you, I was talking to my mom. I was like, New York City in the matter of 3 months went back to 1970. She goes, Tim, because it's worse. She's like, we still would go to the city. She's like, nobody's going to the city. Like, nobody wants to go to the city. Like, it's insanity because it's not safe anymore. New York City, for the last 20 years, went from the worst city in the world to one of the safest cities in the world. Now, that whole concrete jungle and all this shit. Same. Oh, those terms are back. They're fleeing by the hundreds of thousands now.
Millions. Last time I checked was earlier last week, and it was 2 million people have left New York. Middle class Americans. I mean, New York is fucked. It's not going back to where it was.
So it's good for the voting.
One quote that I really love is a Dark Knight. I'm a big Dark Knight fan. But one of the things that they say is during that, obviously, when because the Democrats right now are the agents of chaos. They bring this. They bring this to cities. And one of my favorite quotes is, the night is darkest right before the dawn, but the dawn is coming. The big dawn, J. Trump, is coming.
The dawn I see what you did there. I like
Big Dawn. Has anybody heard that song? Big Dawn. No? You should play it. It's hilarious.
Now,
I love that song.
Trump is, and the reason I say this is because Trump is sending in feds to defend Wisconsin after, you know, the governor realized that he'd lost control. He finally requested assistance from the federal government, and there's been nothing happening after they came in and established authority there. And I mean, this is what every city needs to do, but they don't want to do it. They want this, and that's why you can tell that it's the Democrats who want this lawlessness, because they thought it was going to help them. Because if they could say, ha, see, look at what's happening. It's Donald J. Trump's fault. No. You guys are not doing your job. And so in Seattle, you can see some feds moving in on BLM, dude. BLM pulls up to a gas station to...
Kenosha?
No.
I thought this happened in Kenosha, and it's the Seattle Antifa chapter that came into Kenosha.
Oh, maybe. You might be right.
Raided.
You might be right.
Yeah.
But either way, the feds are going into these cities, and you see here, this video shows what's going on. These guys had just pulled out of a gas station with literally gas cans to start fires, and these guys move in on them really quick. They pull up with unmarked cars, literally break the window and get them out.
Well, so these are cops that stop a car that just left the gas station with gas cans in the back?
Gas cans, yes.
Well, they knew that they were there for rioting, because they were out-of-town plates. They've been watching them. No, they knew. They knew these kids, what they were up to, because this is from Seattle Antifa. So yeah, Antifa's now traveling across. No, Seattle, they're traveling across.
No,
because D.C., so like even in D.C., the Antifa BLM, snack truck that was at the protest last week showed up in D.C. in the middle of the fucking protest on Wednesday night. Thursday night, dude.
I'm not going to deny or state that they weren't up to something no good, but just it's and I guess it would depend on the evidence that they have, right? But it just seems to me like it, just by filling up gas cans and putting them in the back of your car and driving away, it doesn't really necessarily seem like a arrestable offense. But
true.
I mean, obviously there's background to this, right? There's surveillance. There's, you know, they know what was going on because they wouldn't have just done that if they didn't.
Basically what you're saying, Jeremy, is that they didn't do nothing though.
is that what I said?
That's what the people recorded, they kept screaming. They didn't do nothing though. They do nothing.
Yeah. Okay. If that's what I said, then that's what I said. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'll run it through my Google Translate later and see what it says.
So remember that the government, even though they're not taking everybody down right away, from my understanding, and I read something really interesting today. Again, it's on Reddit, but or 4chan, but I wouldn't be surprised because the government's not going to tell you like, hey, by the way, we have infiltrators in, you know, undercover agents in all these organizations. You know, it's not like they're not knowing what's going on. You know, I read something today basically saying the guy went on 4chan and said, look, guys, I am a government infiltrator. We know where everybody is. We know what's going on. We have a stand down order right now. But it's at the president's level. If he tells us, we have one order and one order only, and it only ends in death. And I read that out, and he was like, be warned, but I'm telling you now, stop, or eventually this is only going to end one way for you. And I read that and I was like, it might be bullshit, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's not. They called out Antifa, BLM, and Proud Boys, and all these crazy groups. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're infiltrators. You know, I mean, you know, the undercover agents. Because I think one of those guys might have been a Fed that was undercover too. That helped because there was a guy with his face covered up, like Antifa, you know, opened the door and shit. So there's things happening that we don't know about. So don't be surprised before the election that all winds up getting exposed.
I think the best thing that can happen, and what's going to quell a lot of this, is what we're starting to see is in these liberal cities, which is regular citizens who are saying, okay, the government's not doing anything. The federal government can't intervene unless the city asks for anything. The city's not doing anything. The government's not doing anything. Okay. Well, guess what? We're going to create a Trump parade of cars, vehicles, and this is what happened. And we're going to go into these cities and we're going to confront these motherfuckers. And that's what's happening. And so that's how you're going to quickly see all these Democrat senators and legislatures and these governors and these local governments start saying, okay, well, there's a problem now and we need to end this. And so let me show you this video. And a ton. This video is glorious. Heading towards, I think this is Portland. Yeah. Heading towards Portland. Look at this beautiful sight. As far as the eye can see, cars waving Trump America flags.
Hoorah.
Look at that.
It's beautiful.
Love it. I love that shit, bro. People are done, man. It's about to go down. And it's to me, this is a beautiful sight. This needs to happen. America needs to get, you know, its country back. Because the Democrats are not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Yep.
And what's nice about these, when you start seeing this in places like Portland, Hawaii, you know, which is basically doing checkpoints on the freeways now to make sure you're not corona. They're doing corona test spot checks instead of DUI checks, coronavirus checks on the highway now. Okay. Yep. People are standing up. They're done with the bullshit. And what's interesting is a lot of things happened this weekend that the media stayed silent on. They don't want to talk about it.
What?
In the UK, they had a massive protest about lockdowns in London. No masks, no nothing. Cops didn't break. Tens of thousands in Berlin. Tens of thousands are protesting this shit. And you know what they all have signs on? President Trump, do not forget about Germany. Yep. Liberate us from the corrupt government.
Wow. And
yes. But these are the things that nobody is talking about.
No.
The world is revolting against this bullshit because they're not dumb. They're not dumb. They see what's going on. Here, we're revolting here. But when people, it's really weird watching a lot of these movies, you know, you know, Hoax, Fall of the Cabal, you know, and just these terminologies. And and you hear the term, the Great Awakening. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I really do believe we are in the midst of the Great Awakening, because you know why? Yep. You're seeing lifelong Democrats leaving their party in droves. C-SPAN had to change. I know we're going to get into this with the convention, you know, but I'm just going to cover a little bit.
Yep.
Like C-SPAN had to, you know, they were overwhelmed with calls after the RNC. The Minnesota, you know, six Minnesota Democrat mayors in the Iron Cage or Iron Gate area of Minnesota, all Democrat. They all said, we're done with our party. They're too far left. We're giving our endorsements to Trump. All the police unions that always stay out of it are now supporting the president. Like, there's an awakening beyond belief. And what's beautiful about this awakening, and we're going to get moving on to your video, is the one thing, even if he loses, okay, even if he loses, then you understand what people want. But what to me he did in 4 years, besides all the accomplishments that we're going to get into that he's done over the last 4 years, look at what he brought out to the, he brought it to the surface. All that shit that's been going on in D.C. since the, you know, the 30s, 40s, you know, this entrenched government that's been going on, and this the NWO creation, deep state bullshit that everybody said was a hoax or a farce or a conspiracy. This motherfucker brought it to the surface. Because if you look at every Democratic city, it's all rioting, cops of, it's chaos, okay? It's not Republican. That's not, they thought Trump was going to do Insurrection Act, martial law, and they were going to be able to get him on it. Nope, he's going to let you know, hang yourself, okay? Then you got this pandemic, and you saw everybody, half the people hid in their house, half the people wanted to go out. Okay, so now you understand where we're at, okay? But you see now the states, okay, the numbers are down everywhere. New York and Chicago are talking about, how do we eat outside in the middle of winter? Bitch, you don't. You go inside. It's cold. It's cold. You don't. You do indoor fucking eating like everybody
idiots.
Else.
Idiots. Idiots.
I'm on a soapbox, but like it's frustrating because it's they act like they're fucking confused. And people are like, yeah, we can't eat inside. Bitch, everybody else is eating inside. I've been DJing and going out to eat every fucking weekend. I have not caught this thing. And the CDC today, and then I'm going to get off my soapbox so you can get moving. The CDC today came out and revised the number. 6% of the deaths were 100% related to COVID. The rest of them were had two or three other symptoms that caused that were related to their death. So technically,
the
COVID deaths are under 10 fucking thousand. And we locked down the entire goddamn country, the entire world.
Yep.
But now they're going to say, oh, Trump bullied the CDC like everything else. The tests don't work. Hey, even coming out, they're saying the tests are bullshit.
Yep. Exactly.
But,
all right, so
it's a great awakening.
So going back to the whole, you know, Portland and people rising up, man. And they're just tired. They're tired of the nonsense, and people are taking matters into their own hands. And this is later on that night, the Trump parade.
The Trump train?
Yeah, the Trump train. Decides to show up and they just barreled through those crowds, man.
Are they spraying, stopping. Was that mace or?
Oh, they're spraying something on them, either pepper spray or some shit. Look at this, man. What a terrible, I mean, this is a city, man, and the Democrats are letting these cities fall. People are tired of this. And one more. Soy boy versus truck.
Soy boy.
Yeah, that's what they titled it. Soy versus truck. These guys, they try to stop cars from going. I like how they try to stop. Like, what do you think you're gonna do? You're not gonna stop that car. These people are idiots, man. Like, you think pushing up against a truck is gonna stop?
Yeah, that F-150 weighs approximately 8,000 pounds.
What does he think he's gonna do?
Good luck.
These good people, luck, man, they're fucking idiots. And now Kamala Harris, you know, comes out and. you know, she's basically calls for more protests. And Biden is, he doesn't even remember what conversation he's having. He confused Jacob Blake and Kyle Rittenhouse. He's asked questions and he just doesn't know who's who. It's sad, bro. But this is why, you know, Trump is going to win in a landslide. And the leftists, they advocate for defunding the police. They make excuses for criminals and they encourage all this lawlessness that is happening. And then they act all surprised and shocked when citizens begin to, you know, they start to defend themselves. But that's what's going to happen. And Thomas Sowell said it best. Those who have most consistently undermined the police and other elements of law enforcement are among those most shocked by the escalation of crime and violence. Oh, what? No, you contributed to this. So some Democrats, all of a sudden, they want the riots to stop after they started seeing, like Tim said, that, you know, poll numbers are showing Trump is gaining ground, man. And after they realized that their convention was shit and that, you know, that Trump's numbers are looking good, they've painted themselves into a corner with what they've supported. First, they denied that Antifa even existed. They thought they would benefit from all this unrest because they thought they were going to be able to blame this on Trump. And then they realized, too late in my opinion, that it was having the opposite effect. It was creating a lot of people to convert to Republicans and start supporting Trump, like literally waving their flags. People saying, I never supported this guy. I didn't even vote last time. Now I'm all in for him. And to me, they're believing their own poll numbers. You know, Biden is cushioned. They don't, you know, oh, no, you're not. You're losing, buddy. And so they know that even if they acknowledge the harassment of conservatives that happened after, you know, the Trump Republican National Convention. And, you know, and even if they acknowledge that, they would acknowledge that there's violence happening in these streets after they said that it didn't exist. The choice to me is clear in November. Vote for the man that's been in office for 50 years and is responsible for the disproportionate incarceration of blacks, the party that was founded and has contributed to all this systematic racism, or vote for the man that's been in political office for, what, 4 years? And he has made substantial, drastic changes that have helped and benefited all peoples, including and especially minorities. The party that supports domestic terrorism or the one that supports law and order? That's the choice, and people are seeing it, and that's why the numbers are starting to, you know, to reveal this. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about the Republican National Convention, because God damn, and I, you know, I think Tim said it, Ivanka Trump looked fucking phenomenal.
Oof. Ivanka 2024.
Oof. Hey, I'd vote for her.
So when I was looking, when they look at, so there's been a lot of numbers that have come out, and, you know, who knows what to believe. The first one that I saw that, you know, shortly after that night, it was 21 million versus 128 million views, live views, that is, not after the fact, but live views. So the Democratic Party had 21 million and the Republicans had 128 million views live. That is exponentially higher. Like they blew them out of the water. And, you know, like a lot of people are saying now, the silent majority is not silent anymore. And, you know, I even saw the numbers that, you know, that they got 6 times more views. And honestly, like I watched both of them. And one of the things that I mentioned to Tim and to the group chat was like, man, the RNC had just better production and just a better message. I mean, you know, and maybe I am biased, but I mean, like, they just did, man. There was none of that awkward, weird, I don't know, man. The Democrats.
The DNC was just so negative. I mean, yeah. I watched both of them too, and it was just negative to the core. I mean, you watch that and you're just like, man, what happened to America? You know? Mm-hmm. And you watch the RNC and it's like you get full of hope. It's so positive. You know, it was
pro-America. They love America, man.
Yeah, it's pro-America, man. It's uplifting. It's like, heck yeah, I love my country. Yeah. You know, like, let's get this. And let's get this done.
So, awesome. Obviously, Trump got a bump. Even, like, right in the middle of the week, Trump just, you know, got a bump, you know, that as far as the polls and stuff like that. But to me, one of the things that is interesting, and then we've seen it, and we maybe have said it before, but it speaks volumes that, you know, in the contrast, right, whereas in the Biden, you know, did we ever see Hunter Biden anywhere? You know what I mean? Like,
at the end.
Was it, you know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, where
he gave
as,
like a bullshit speech.
Oh, okay.
My dad is a nice guy and, you know, I'm a cuck.
Okay. Yeah. But like, if you saw, you know, just the way that Trump, you know, he's either the luckiest guy or he's doing something right. But all his kids were there supporting him. They all gave speeches. And I understand that, you know, as parents, you know, you don't, sometimes you just, you know, you just get a bad kid sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, and because people end up choosing their paths. But again, Trump is either the luckiest guy or he's doing something right with his kids because they were all there supporting him. And some people will come in and say,
I tell people that all the time. Like,
yeah, you know, but some people will say, oh, they're there because they love money. Oh, really? Name me one person besides Jesus Christ and Mother Teresa who doesn't love money. Okay.
Hey, do you know who doesn't like money?
Who?
Harambe.
You know who's you know who's above that? You know, who do you know anybody who is above that? Anybody, right? And so you're telling me someone offered you $1 million. And before the words or the offer even left their lips, you wouldn't have your pants down to your ankles? Okay.
Stop it.
It depends.
Stop it.
Okay. Wait, is it my pants that are going down or is it their pants?
I want to say this because people who say I would never, I don't trust them, right? Somebody, I would never. Really? In fact, I think
I would have to consider
they'd be
it.
The first ones to auction off their, you know... You know, their values because, you know, to the highest bidder because, you know, you're like, so I prefer to say, I hope that if I'm ever in that situation that I hold strong to my convictions and my values, but I'm never going to say, oh, I would never fuck out of here. Stop it. You know, you got to know your weaknesses, then, man. Yeah.
And to be honest with you, the reason why the left kept using the same words. This was dark and divisive every night.
What?
They are, if you're supporting organizations that want to get rid of the nuclear family and get rid of family values.
Exactly.
The Trump, I mean, regardless of whether it's real or not, but I'm pretty sure they actually really love their dad and he loves them. I mean, it looks like a very caring family. You know what I'm saying? That this is, if they go, well, this is the model family, regardless of Donald Trump and his indiscretions, you know, with cheating and divorcing and, you know, multiple wives, it doesn't matter. But the family is all there. They all show respect to each other. You know, they all showed up to the speeches. They all sat front and center. Eric and Donald, they and Junior, they run the business together. You know, they're executives in the business. So like the family, he keeps his family
bro
tight.
By the way, what the fuck
and
is
doesn't
Barron,
let, doesn't seem to let a lot of outsiders in.
What the fuck is Barron eating, dude? That kid is fucking monster, dude. Like he is towered over
6 foot
kidding,
something.
Dude. Let me, dude, bro.
I have a problem with the media too. With Barron, dude, they were going out of their way saying, "Oh my god, we think he's autistic. This kid doesn't look right." I'm like, "Whoa, leave the kid alone."
So,
like, kids are off limit, guys.
Look at this
but
kid,
they were being nasty towards him, man.
Jeremy, look at the screen. Look at this kid, bro. Man. Towers.
Is he like 13?
He's standing on Joe Biden. Joe Biden's hiding underneath that platform. He's standing on him.
Exactly.
Dude, the reason why you haven't seen Joe Biden is because he secretly supports President Trump.
Look at that.
He's over there hanging out with him right now.
Look at the Trump family.
Yeah, they're all there.
That's amazing.
Beautiful. Beautiful to watch. And like you said, Tim, this is a family values thing. And that's what the left hates. They hate the nuclear family. Now let's get into.
Did you see the sick reporter that literally fact checked Ivanka's statement about, you know, his 6-year-old or 3-year-old nephew building a Lego? She's like, God. Oh, he didn't do that. He had help from Ivanka, and it's not on the mantle. It's over here. I'm like, you literally are fact-checking a grant. The guy's grandson building him the replica of the White House and the placement of it. Seriously, this is where we're at? This is the most important fact check of the goddamn fucking night.
They've got nothing on them. They've got nothing on them. I mean,
exactly. They're like, we got them. We got them.
They're fishing. They're fishing. That's
it. That was the highlight.
You lied and beat him again.
That was a highlight of her career.
It's disgusting, dude. Okay, it's disgusting.
Let me get to the C-SPAN calls that you mentioned earlier, Tim, because this is, I'm not going to play all of them, but I'm going to forward here, but I'm going to play a little bit of it, and then I'm going to forward it to the one that I think, and I think you were the one who mentioned this, there's a Hispanic woman calls in, she says something very beautiful, man. So after the convention, was this after Joe Biden? Oh, after Joe Biden's convention, right? Yeah. Yeah, this was after Joe Biden.
No.
Or wait, when was this?
No. This was during the RNC. So I believe this is the 10-minute clip. Is it 9-10 minutes, this video?
Yeah.
So basically what they did was after night four was they did for Friday morning, they did a compilation of all the, they took a bunch of the calls from, each night with the stories about them pulling in on a Democratic line saying, I'm leaving.
I'm going to play the party. Some of these, dude. And if this isn't proof.
But do you still consider yourself a Democrat?
I will be changing that. I'm a lifelong Democrat. My family comes from the Kennedy Democrats, and I will be voting for Trump this election.
Norma, did you watch the Democrats last week?
No, I did not. I couldn't be bothered watching them. I want to tell you also that we're from Massachusetts, and we were lifelong, and my parents were Democrats, but we're not anymore. We're Republicans.
America, to me, is freedom of speech is the biggest one that the Democrats have just lost me on. They've been attacking it. They keep preaching that they're the party of love and tolerance, but you got to read the fine print. That's only if you believe as they do. You know, and that's not the way we are in this country. If I hate every word coming out of your mouth, I'm going to fight right next to you to make sure you get to say it. That's what America's about, and they just don't get it.
America needs to stay as America. I'm very upset with everything that's going on in this country, and I've been a registered Democrat for many years, and this is...
So this goes on it's call after call. So let me forward this to this one call that I want you to hear. If my internet connection, this figures itself out. Jesus Christ. Okay, so obviously it's not going to play, but it was a Hispanic woman calls in and basically says, "Hey, I would die for this country." I think that's exactly what I'm paraphrasing. But she said, you know what I mean? And this is the thing. And you know, they recognize what, you know, a lot of Hispanics recognize, especially some of the countries that they're leaving. They recognize the vocabulary of the socialists and the communists. And they're saying, we don't want this. And one of the calls says, we didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left us. I'm going to show you this one, which is, to me, proof that the Democrats are losing. They're losing, dude. Minnesota. 6 Democrat, traditionally Democrats. Oh, well, come on. Stop with the ads. Trump lands major endorsements from Democrat mayors in Minnesota, dude. Minnesota. And this is a state. When was the last time Minnesota went red? I think it's been.
I don't think it ever has.
Why?
I don't even think Reagan turned it. Reagan turned it in 80.
No, he turned it
in 80.
No. No, Reagan never won Minnesota. No, he didn't.
Okay, I thought he got it in 80 and then it flipped back in 84.
No,
he didn't. I am so young compared to you guys.
You're just a baby.
You guys are over here talking about Reagan.
So
even born.
Oh, dude, you would have loved Reagan, man. You go watch some of Reagan's speeches, dude.
No, I have. Oh. That dude was amazing.
Let me show you another one here. So polls are now clearly showing that Trump's approval ratings are going up among minorities, dude. Blacks, Hispanics, and even in the battleground states. And here's what this looks like. National popular vote right now, Trump is up by 3. This is huge, dude. He's up in the battleground states of Florida, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. 49-42. 49. That's beyond the spread of, you know what I mean? Like, you know how they give it a plus or minus? Yeah. I'm telling mm-hmm. you, man. There's a landslide that is coming. That's why right now, you know, like people like say, well, hey, don't you know, start counting your...
Yeah, don't count your chickens until they hatch.
Well, I saw a poll where they're saying he's up 10% on the independent vote over Joe Biden. So that's getting more of the independent vote. I saw another poll that said that was showing he's got 50% of the Latino vote
over 50% over 50%. I'm calling you, dude. It's going to be 60.
He's close to 30% in the with the black vote. So I'm like, holy shit.
No Republican has gotten that. And I mean, after the whole, like, you know, New Deal or whatever, this is huge, dude. And some of these numbers were even before the RNC, the convention.
Yeah.
So this could only go up because obviously usually a convention will boost the candidates' poll numbers. And
Biden got none.
And he didn't, dude. He didn't get a bounce. And if Biden shows up to the debates, because right now they're thinking that he might not, because they're not wanting them to, you know, and that's because
doesn't want them to. Have they scheduled the debates yet?
They're scheduled.
At the end of September.
Yeah. So if Biden doesn't show up.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to get him not to debate.
If he shows up.
She was. What, it's only going to go downhill for him. What state does she
have? Yeah.
She's in San Francisco, man. It's a shit show in San Francisco. It's terrible.
When even Michael Moore comes out saying and says, guys, this is going to be a repeat of 2016 because enthusiasm for Trump is off the charts. A landslide is coming, dude. And, you know, when the New York Times is admitting, hey, guys, Facebook is showing that there's a really silent majority and right wingers they dominate Facebook. The New York Times is reporting this.
Uh-huh. So have you seen, so they broke down the numbers for like contribute, you know, like for Facebook numbers. It showed like CNN had so many million views. Then the next one was New York Times, and then 55 million views. You know what had 55 million views? Ben Shapiro. Okay, on Facebook.
Wow.
Okay, then the next one. It was like the most shared content. And again, it was like CNN and then maybe New York Times. But, it, you know, did most shared. Most shared content on Facebook, Dan Bongino. Like, blows them all out of the water, guys.
Dude, I saw Terrence. What's his name? What's his last name? Terrence what? Williams? No, I forget.
Williams.
Williams. Yeah. Terrence Williams is getting more views on Facebook than Joe Biden himself. Dude, I'm telling you, this guy, and so here's the theory, right, that people are saying, that the Democrats know that they're not going to win with Joe Biden, and they don't intend to win, right? What they intend to do, and you're seeing this because there's been reports that they are lawyering up in every one of the key states, they're lawyering up because they're going to challenge every election in all those swing states, in all those key elections. And to me, We can't give this nonsense.
I mean,
they want to contest it. They
want to
contest it.
I understand. I understand that they want to contest it, but the point is, they have no foot to stand on. They put, you know, a minimum amount of effort into getting their candidate elected, and then they're going to turn around and sue the states because they voted for Trump and not their guy that they don't care about.
They're going to try to take this to the courts. They're going to try to create as much chaos as they can because even Hillary Clinton comes out and gives advice to Joe Biden and says, do not concede. Yeah. Whatever you do, don't concede. Wait, what? Again, they don't plan to win. By the way, guys, let me show you this video here.
Know more about what they're going to do. And, you know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances because I think this is going to drag out. And eventually, I do believe he will win.
Again, she says, do not concede under any circumstances because they want this to be dragged out. By the way, why does she look busted, dude? I think she needs some adrenochrome.
Yep.
She looks busted, dude. Anyways, so this is what they want.
She's been falling all over the place, too.
They want the chaos, and they're preparing for this, that they know they're not going to win with Biden, dude. So they are going to contest everything. They're going to contest every vote in every one of the swing states. They are going to create chaos. This is coming. This is
he's
got to
win. He's got to win by 10%. He's got to have like,
you're right.
So I was following, you know, Scott Adams was even brought this up. He's like, what's the number? What's the percentage number that Trump needs to win by so that, you know, they don't burn down, you know, that they just shut up because he's
they'll
like,
never shut
if
up.
It's close, if it's close, this is going to drag on. But and if he blows them out, you know, like they don't have a leg to stand on per se. You know what I mean? So they can't say, well, you rigged the mail-in votes. Like, no, stop. You don't even hear about Postalgate no more. That ended real quick.
Well, you didn't hear what Biden said, right? Did you hear what Biden said?
Oh, God.
After the Republican National Convention and the numbers went up for the Republicans, he's like, hey, guys, wait till we have our convention.
Just- no, he did not.
No, he did not.
I'm just kidding. Hey, I saw a video today on Twitter.
Yeah, go ahead.
It showed this girl like interviewing, like, hey, we're doing an interview, you know, exclusive interview with Joe Biden. And it cuts over to Joe, and he's just literally with his eyes closed snoring. Like, everybody was like, dude, is this real or not? Because it's like, it's perfect.
You know, he's sleeping in that basement. He's done, dude. Okay, so because they don't want him to debate. They don't want him to debate.
No.
Look.
Can he even debate?
He's going to get owned. Because he can't read off a script.
Dude, he had a 25-minute speech. Trump had a 70-minute
speech. It was a little long.
But the fact that Trump can go 70 minutes, I think he was just showing off.
Oh, I can listen to Trump all day. It's just he doesn't bore me. But back to what you were saying, Nelson, about you know, being in the basement and debating. Yeah. You know, I know you were about to touch on something. So,
So here's what I think is going to, if he doesn't show up, if he comes up with some excuse and say, you know what I mean? Like, oh, COVID and I don't want, you know, cause that, I just feel that might happen. Now, if he doesn't, I think Trump should still show up, have an empty podium or a chair, you know, Clint Eastwood
style. Obama's chair or Clint Eastwood's chair.
Exactly. And have a chair there and just be like, you know what I mean? Just list out all the things that the Democrats, you know, right, defund the police, deny leftist rights, national lockdowns, abolish prisons, disarm the, you know, the citizenry, and, you know, condemn self. This is what the Democrats are doing, dude, condemning self-defense. This is the modern Democratic Party. This is fucking insanity, dude. Now, Tim mentioned this. According to the CDC, this is angering, dude. Only 9,000 deaths were exclusively COVID-19 deaths, meaning that there were no existing, you know, the health conditions, or they weren't old and at the verge of, you know, 6%, dude. 6% of those who had it.
Not 6% of those who had it. 6%.
COVID 100% related.
6% of the deaths. Not 6% of the ones who had it, but 6% of the deaths. It's even a smaller number.
You know, saying like,
it's way smaller.
Because
about 9,000 deaths, 100% COVID related.
I didn't mean it sound like a no. I just wanted to make sure no one got that confused.
You're right, because it only emphasizes my point that it's such a fucking minuscule number that we shut the whole country down. And there are still people fucking shedding things, wanting things shut down over this. And right now, one of the news stories that came out this week was that the Justice Department is looking into governors that sent in sick people to these senior homes. They sent them back to these nurses and they caused even more deaths than were necessary. So these governors are being investigated, dude. Yeah, it needs to happen. But again, it's such a small number, dude.
Those numbers, their majority elderly. I mean, if you look at the numbers, it's like 90 some percent of them are between 60 and older. It's like,
so the 6%, they counted the 6% as people who are young, healthy, strong. They died of COVID-19, just purely COVID-19. So in the 6%, they're not talking about anybody who's elderly, anybody who has diabetes, anybody who has any other. I mean, it was like some 50,000 people died of COVID-19 that also had the flu.
Yeah, or pneumonia.
So it's But the 6%, I just want to make clear, I just don't want to put out false information out there. The 6% were people that were between 18 and like 30, and they didn't have any other underlying health conditions.
Exactly. So again, you know, we shut the country down over 6%. Even it's smaller than that. It's such a minuscule number that it's so insignificant. Now,
dude, it's not even you can't even calculate percentage. It's so many zeros in that percent.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's 360 million people in our country, and only 9,400 people died,
bro,
of this plandemic.
So let's
people die from sneezing wrong.
Yeah. They fucking have a heart attack from sneezing. Let's look at this real quick before we play this video, because this is another one that, you know, irks me. And then there's another one when they all had a block party after, which was, I wanted to be at that party, by the way. They look fucking fun as shit. Anyway, let's take coronavirus for a minute. Okay. So March, we decide to lock down, and okay. Now what states had the biggest outbreaks first? Tri-state area. What is the tri-state area? All Democrat ran. What did the Democrats do? They locked down their city, their state. Okay. Everything was pretty much shut down. Couldn't do nothing. You had to sit inside. You were getting arrested for not wearing a mask in the city, you know, in the subway after a certain point. I mean, it was chaos, right? People were getting angry. Okay. But then the deaths come. Okay. So now you have the highest amount of cases in the country in your little blast zone. And then you have the highest deaths. Okay. Then Pennsylvania gets added on. Massachusetts, Michigan. Okay. So let's look at all the death numbers. Okay. So you look at all the numbers of deaths. It goes New York, New Jersey, and then, you know, Michigan, California. You know, I think Florida finally might be a little higher now because the numbers got skewed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But let's look at that from March until June, late mid-June. It was all Democrat ran. Okay. Now let's look at where all the rioting and looting and all the craziness is happening. Democrat ran cities. Mm-hmm. So when they say Trump is handling everything bad, okay, let's go back. Hey, I'm going to possibly do a national quarantine on the tri-state area. Governor Cuomo said, no, that is a state decision. You cannot do that. Okay. We will handle it. Okay, that's what I was hoping for. But now everybody's saying that the federal response was bad. Okay, wait, you didn't have enough hospitals, right? We heard we didn't have enough beds in hospitals because we shut everything down. Okay, we built you hospitals, gave you beds, brought in a ship on each coast because we were expecting California to do the same exact thing. Okay, we barely used the Javits Center and we got that built in what, like a week, week and a half, you know, records. Okay, then we have the ship. I don't think anybody even used the ship.
No.
Okay, then we hear, oh, we have no ventilators, no PPE. Okay, I'm on it. We got the, you know, defense stack. We got all these ventilators. Oh, we didn't need them. Go ahead. Oh, see, now you spent all this money on ventilators and now we can't do nothing with it. You just wasted taxpayer money. Whoa, wait a minute, time out. You said we didn't have PPE, we didn't have ventilators, and it's the federal government's fault. So he acted, got these companies to get you everything. Now we got them. You don't need them. And now it's Trump's fault.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that.
No.
You tell me you're going to defund the police, right, in all these cities, and you take billions of dollars out from each budget. You're going to talk about getting social workers in there. Yeah, have a social worker go, you know, tell the guy on the New York City subway platform, stop raping that girl. Yeah, let's see how well that ends for that girl. That girl's going to get it too. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so we defund the police. Crime goes up. It's Trump's fault? Like, explain to me, you got a guy that says law and order and let's restore this, but you want to defund the police and not, you know, you arrest the rioters and the looters, and then they go into jail and they come out the back door. You know, no bail, no nothing. Minnesota Freedom, that thing that Kamala Harris told everybody to, and the Biden's people, all aides gave money to, and the celebrities. So all this is happening in Democrat-ran cities and states. I look at Arizona. Yeah, Phoenix is Democrat-ran, Glendale and all that. But everywhere I look around, I mean, you know, you got some fights and shit, but cities ain't blowing up.
Our city's doing pretty well right now.
I mean, let's be real. Is this really happening in Florida? Yeah, there's riots and some looting, but they got it under control.
And it's liberal cities.
So let's look at it. Look at the problem. And this is where they're trying to deflect and put it all on Trump. No, sorry. In the beginning, you could have blamed Trump. Now, nope.
Nope.
90 days.
Especially because of this shit. Okay? Mm-hmm. So what are we looking at here? Okay? This is the mall in Washington, D.C. And BLM had an event there this week where thousands, like that whole mall is full all the way from the Lincoln Monument to all the Washington, the Lincoln Memorial to the Washington Monument. Okay? That whole thing is filled with people there. It's full, packed. Are any of them social distancing?
No.
Okay? So the excuse
they're wearing masks.
For not being able to vote in person is now null and void. So, and here is why I love the Trump campaign, dude. And I'm sure this is under the direction of Trump because he's savage. So the Trump campaign has a rally out in New Hampshire also this week after his convention, where they passed out signs that said, this is a peaceful protest. So the Trump campaign in New Hampshire, because the news media was like, look at Trump. Look, even had his at the where he accepted the nomination. The news media was like, look, all those people, nobody wearing masks, nobody social distancing. Oh, my God, what is Trump doing? You know what I mean? Like, and so Trump, you know, he has his ear on the news and on the pulse of the nation. So he says, you know what? Pass out these signs. So they pass out signs that said these are peaceful. This is a peaceful protest. He's on top of this. And they know those people, you know, the news media, what they're going to show is that they're going to show the cameras on the Trump rally in New Hampshire. And they're going to say, look at these people. They're not social, this and that, nothing. But you know what they're also going to have to show? They're going to have to show the signs that said this is a peaceful protest. Because guess what? This is allowed in peaceful protests, according to the mainstream media, you know? And
yeah,
peaceful protest, bitches. And I love it. I love it. All right. One video that basically summarizes 2020 for me. And this is me jumping into 2020.
Oh, no.
Oh, watch it again. Watch it again. Watch it again. For the listener.
Aww. Is the cat dead?
It's not.
Ow.
It's a cat that it's up on a, how would you describe this? It's a ledge
like
of the
a parapet or whatever.
Yeah. And there's a,
he's
fan.
On a ledge.
There's a ceiling fan. There's a ceiling. He's trying to jump on the bed, but there's a ceiling fan right between him and the bed. And he's way up high. And he's going to jump off and boom, gets knocked the fuck out.
I can see 2.0 doing that.
This is me jumping into 2020. Yeah. 2020.
Dude, yeah, man. So there was another video I saw, and I think I might have sent it to you guys, like 2020 in a nutshell. But
in a nutshell.
Oh, my God. Like,
oh, shit.
It's one thing after another. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. There was a massive hurricane that just went through the Gulf that took out, you know, a fucking town in Louisiana. Prayers go out to anybody that listens to our show in Louisiana.
Bro.
In Texas and whatnot.
Hold on, because on my way, dude, oh my God, I've never had this weather. So apparently some parts of Pennsylvania got like the outskirts of this shit. I'm coming in from Philadelphia. Like this was on a Friday afternoon. And I'm coming into the Pittsburgh area. And I took video of this, dude. Fucking rain. I've never seen rain like this, dude. Never. And I've been in, you know, in monsoon in Arizona where it rains. I couldn't see anything, dude. Literally, I put my blinkers on and I'm on a highway of 70 miles an hour. I'm going 30 and everybody else is going 30, has their blinkers on. I can barely see ahead of me. And because what's happening is that it's raining so hard that the wipers are not keeping up with the water. And it just literally looks like water on your freaking, I looked to my buddy who's, you know, he's a Pittsburgh native. And I'm like, is this normal here? And I was like, no, dude, this is remnants of that hurricane. And we just got a lot of rain, but I'm like, whoa, And I can't imagine what people who went through the hurricane and what level was it that hit Louisiana?
I don't know. I thought they were saying when it was going to hit, it might have been a 3 or 4.
So shit.
And then it went up and then it turned into a tropical depression.
But that shit, man, it rained like crazy.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous,
dude.
I've driven through shit like that, man. Growing up in New York, man, I've driven through hurricanes and tropical storms. When it's like that, there's one thing you don't want to be doing, and that's driving on the road, man. That and snow, bro, dude.
Like, I really wanted to, like, should I pull over or not? what's crazy is that, like, when you're driving in this, you know, and I felt it when I got home, right? Because, like, I'm driving through this and it's exhausting. It's exhausting because, like, you know, your mind is like, you're trying to drive as steady as you can. You can't see the road. You can barely see the guy in front of you. He has his, you know, his emergency lights on and you can barely see it. And I'm like, should I pull over? But, like, I feel like if I pulled over, like, somebody would follow me and it would just create more chaos. And so I was like, I'm just going to go at, you know, 30, 40 miles an hour. And I'm just going to, you know, try to make my way through this. I can see the guy in front of me and I'm assuming that's what everybody else behind me is doing. If I pull over, everybody's going to follow me and it's just fucking chaos.
Yeah.
It was scary. Yeah. It was scary. Go ahead.
Oh, Jeremy. Wow, dude. There's like a, cause you know, Trump yesterday, on Saturday announced he was going to go to Kenosha on Tuesday.
Oh, really?
And you know, even the never Trumpers like Joe Walsh. I hate Joe Walsh, by the way. He is the saltiest, crustiest piece of shit.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Like, oh, never my God. Trumper. He's so entrenched. Oh, he's a never Trumper. I mean, that's fine. But like, he's like, oh, Joe Biden's the best. Ew. Man, this guy's been in office for 47 years. You know, Joe Biden ain't shit. You know what I mean? Joe Biden ain't never did shit for nobody.
Nobody.
You know, except for Joe Biden. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
And,
do that again, Jeremy loved it.
I need to run that through the Google translator too to figure out what to
oh
just
my
say.
God. Joe Biden never did shit for nobody except for Joe Biden and Joe Biden's family. You know what I mean? Joe Biden's shit. Okay? So this salty fuck is trying to get Joe Biden to, oh, Joe, you got to step up, be a leader, go to Kenosha and everything. So Trump finally goes out and says he's going to, oh, see? Trump only wants to do, you know, he beat you to it, but, you know, you still got to send a letter or do something, Joe. Failed opportunity, but, you know, this is Trump's America. It's Trump riots. No, bitch. It's Biden's riots.
Exactly. Okay?
But then Trump announces it. And everybody in Kenosha is like got Trump flags out now. It's like fucking swarmed with it. It's a Democratic Grand City.
There you go.
The governor of Wisconsin sent Trump a love letter like Mayor Wheeler did and said, I'm calling back our Congress. It's amazing how Congress can take the whole summer off. I wish I could do that and get paid for it.
And get paid, okay? Right?
He's like, we're calling back our state representatives. We're trying to push a reform and hopefully you can have our backs on this one. But we would appreciate if you don't go to Kenosha right now. You think Trump is going to say
he's
no?
Gonna show up.
Trump is going to be like, I'll be up there on Monday. How about that, man?
How about that? Let me make it earlier. Fuck that.
Yeah, I'm going to be early, okay?
I'm the president of the United States. I'm going to go wherever the fuck I want to go. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, like, that's great. Notes. Yeah.
Fuck
you. I'm going to go visit this area, and like I'm going to help bring the area together. You know what I'm saying?
Jeremy, you have an opinion on that? What?
No opinion.
He's the president of the United States. He can go wherever the fuck he wants, right,
hey,
Jeremy?
Hey, you know what, Nelson? The best part about that is you don't have to be the president. You be an American, you go wherever you want.
Wherever the fuck. Do not tell me.
Except for Area 51.
Yeah.
Exactly. Except for Area. Well, Naruku run and storm it and see how that works out for you.
It's amazing. It's amazing, dude. Like, every step of the way, even with
Jenkins,
the RNC.
Leroy
Jenkins.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'll let you get your point. I'm sorry. Wait,
I'm just saying, like, there's just. Like, even with the whole RNC, they try getting Trump to cancel the rest of the RNC because of Kenosha. Your speech.
Don't give
that. Hatch Act and this, that. Everyone's, like, throwing out these favorite words. And his speech on Thursday, it was very presidential. His speech on Friday at his rally, man, he was clowning. When he came out of the, and he's walking up the ramp, he's acting like he's, like, falling down, just clowning, dude. Like,
he's on another level.
When people say you're in the New York groove, Trump is in the New York groove.
Yeah. I think
this train is rolling.
He feels it. He's going to win. He's going to win. And look, right now it's a matter of is he going to win by a little bit, or is he going to win by a landslide? And I'm going to go out. I'm on the side that says he's going to win by a landslide. This week, and it's every week, dude. Every week, I'm getting somebody, a Hispanic, messaging me, telling me, you know what? I don't like this guy, but I'm going to vote for him. You know what? If I could vote, I'd vote for this guy. I'm getting this from Hispanic people. That's why I say he's going to win 60% of the Hispanic, because Hispanics understand this shit, man. They look at this fucking bullshit. They look at the Democrats not doing shit.
They've seen it.
And they're like, no, fuck this shit. You know why? Because we're also minorities in this country, and we're not fucking complaining about police brutality. Police brutality does not allow me to act like a fucking idiot in the middle of the street. Okay? Hispanics understand that, and they look at this and they say, no, homie, I'm not with you. Okay? I'm also a minority in this country, but I understand that there's law and order. And when you want to be coddled and you want to go and do your fucking bullshit, now, this is where we separate. We are not about this fucking lawlessness. We're not, you know, and Jonathan said it a couple of weeks ago, you know, Hispanics are very family oriented. This is one thing that they share with with conservatives. And we're finding more commonality with conservatives now than we do with these communist leftists who keep 100%. Talking that Fidel Castro, Hugo Chavez, all that fucking bullshit. And we're like, no. Not with you, homie. Not going to go there.
The minute you bring those names up, you bring up, oh, Fidel Castro, you lost the Cuban vote. You lost You lost a good chunk of the Cuban votes because they left that. They can't wait to go back and get their retribution on.
My brother-in-law is Cuban. He's from Cuba.
Yeah.
And that dude tells me all the time how shitty it is over there, man.
Venezuela. Anybody that was able to flee Venezuela and watch that country going from a beautiful, democratic, you know, rich country to people eating out of the garbage cans that they can't get none. They fled that for a reason to come here. And they look at it and go, I didn't know any better then. I know better now. And I don't want that shit. Peru, you know, all these people. And you're hearing more and more Hispanics going, I left that. That's not good. This is the land of the free.
You know who needs that mentality? Californians need that mentality, man.
I saw a documentary, and this is, you know, and look, you know, because this is what you see. You see, you know, people from Honduras, you know, Nicaragua, Guatemala, okay? They flee their countries, you know? Hondurans are not going to Guatemala and be like, oh, I'm going to make a life here. They're not going to Guatemala. They're not going to Mexico. They're coming to the United States of America. Even though they share a lot of the same culture and a lot of the same language as all these other countries, but they're not going there. Okay. They're going to America. Okay. Why? Because if they go to Guatemala, they're going to get the same goddamn shit. Okay. And so America's unique in that sense. And so I saw this documentary that was talking about Colombians years ago. Colombians who were fleeing the cartel, right? Because, you know, cartel controls a lot at that time controlled a lot of areas in Colombia. And some of these Colombians were fleeing into Venezuela, and Venezuela was saying, you know what? No, we don't want, you know, these immigrants. Yeah. Every other country can have immigration laws except the United States. So Venezuela wasn't letting these Colombians in, and boom, boom, boom. Years later, here Venezuelans knocking on the Colombian door saying, let us in. We are desperate. And now here's Colombia taking in Venezuelans. Okay. So this is what happens to a country when you embrace the socialist fucking mentality. Is that you felt high and mighty at one point, and this should be a warning for a lot of Americans. We feel high and mighty right now, but if we embrace this fucking cancerous ideology, we're going to be knocking on Mexico's doors and on Canada's door to get the fuck out of this fucking bullshit. And so again, wake the fuck up, America, and America is waking up. And this is what I love about it. I'll get my point across, but this needs to happen. And we need to see this from other people who are telling us, hello, Hispanics are saying, guys, we heard this talk from these people who promised us, you know, who said, we're going to give you the promised land. We're going to give you fucking utopia. They didn't. They lied. And so now here we are in this country, in this beautiful country, and we recognize this fucking talk, and we are not going to let this country go. And that's why you see a lot of Hispanics saying, I will die for this country. Because if America falls, where else do we go to? Nowhere. And so we'll leave it at that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
See ya.
Wash your hands, wash your ass, and do not leak classified information to the press anymore, Adam Schiff.
Jesus.
We're done with you, Shifty Schiff.
Shifty Schiff.
Peace out, everybody.